Welcome to the Friday, December 30th, 2011 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. This is not only episode number 700, but also the last episode of 2011. However, while this will be a short episode, we do have one very important item, and that's today's out-of-band patch from Microsoft. Microsoft today released bulletin number 2011-100. We were joking earlier this month when Microsoft's bulletins came out that there was sort of one missing bulletin, and Microsoft stayed just one bulletin short of moving to three digits. Well, with this out-of-band bulletin, now we officially have MS-11-100. The reason for this out-of-band bulletin is the hash collision denial of service vulnerability we talked about yesterday. However, this is not the only vulnerability fixed here. There are a total of four vulnerabilities that are patched here, one of which is actually an authentication bypass vulnerability, which I would consider almost more severe than the hash table denial of service vulnerability. This ASP.NET Forms authentication bypass vulnerability is in particular important if you have a website where normal users register for essentially free accounts. What can happen is that one of those free accounts is then used to impersonate other users, including an administrator. All the attacker would need in addition to a valid account is the username of the account this particular attacker would like to impersonate. Now, there are a couple of issues here. First of all, you should not use the same login page for administrator and normal users. Ideally, your administrators use a separate site, a separate host name at least, to authenticate and connect to the site. You could also ask for additional credentials. For example, you could require that administrator uses two-factor login or connects from an IP address within your network, which may prevent this particular issue. But realistically, that's not the case for a lot of websites. Many websites use the same login form for any user, whether or not they're an administrator or not. And even if you have a separate site for your administrators, well, this vulnerability would still allow users to impersonate each other, which may be about as bad. So the real question, it's Friday, it's the last business day before New Year. Should you go ahead and rush out this patch? I would be really careful in doing so and probably would advise against rolling out this patch today. Wait till next week. There's usually a lot of other stuff that you need to change with the New Year, and it's really usually unadvisable to rush out a patch like this while there are a lot of other things changing on your system and in your network. So wait a couple days if you can and monitor your system. The denial of service attack, well, pretty easy to monitor for that. You would see CPU exhaustion. The form bypass is a little bit more tricky, and that's really where you have to make the judgment call whether or not you see that risk as high enough to actually rush out the patch. There's no known exploit for this vulnerability at this point, so that may give you a little bit of time here to actually test that patch more carefully. Anyway, this is it for today, so hope you'll be okay over the new year and these exploits won't be released until maybe next year. And thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday or Tuesday. Not exactly sure if there will be a podcast on Monday due to New Year.